Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client-getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help others take back control of their choices and thrive instead of survive. So I am super excited to introduce Elaine Nolte. Now, prior to becoming a transitional coach, Elaine sought the expert advice of many business coaches herself and experienced amazing transformations. Then, after living through a dangerous level of stress for 5 consecutive years, she decided it was time to put her expertise, education, and love of people into coaching others. Now, Elaine received her master's in coaching, studying under health and wellness experts, and after combining her unique perspective with her passion, she developed a specific coaching strategy of helping people create healthy lifestyles. Elaine believes the capabilities of the body and mind are truly amazing and presents a holistic approach to creating health. Now, Elaine's greatest success is when she helps people understand why they think the way they do, explore their belief systems, and gain the understanding of how those elements impact lifestyle. Well, welcome, Elaine. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm very, very happy to be here today.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping people reach wellness really basically through their beliefs. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing when you dig down into really what's holding you back and creating these obstacles. We all think it's something honestly completely different than what it really is. So it's just enlightening for me and my client.
Yeah, it sounds like it's quite a robust service or expertise that you're bringing forward. So that's fantastic. Now, I understand you yourself were in a very stressful career, but what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to become a transitional coach?
For the coaching, it was honestly getting to a breaking point that I wasn't able to do effectively or happily really anything that was important to me. I wasn't my best as a mom. I wasn't as efficient at work as I could have been. And down to physically, I couldn't go to the gym because my stress was so high that I was unable to have any kind of performance level. So really, when you look at my mental capacity, my physical capacity, and even trying to live from my heart and soul, it was all being blocked. And like you said, I searched out many experts myself, and it was the tipping point was actually someone said to me, "Why aren't you doing this work?" which floored me.
Yeah, you really walked the walk. You went through this whole process yourself and felt what it's like to just have that massive block that's keeping you from living life to your fullest. I mean, it impacted so many different aspects, and you obviously have turned, you know, your own journey and experiences into your expertise. I just love that. So how long have you been a transitional coach, and Has your mission or vision evolved since you first started your coaching career?
I would say definitely. With all my careers, I naturally coached. And then when I decided to make it a career choice, I've been coaching now for 5 years. And the evolution has been taking it from business coaching, nutritional coaching, you know, kind of skimming the surface, now down to really digging deep and saying, if you're having trouble feeling, looking, just engaging with life the way you know you want to, let's work together and unblock these obstacles. And let's do it now, because all the nights you lay awake saying, I'm surviving, I can do this, but I don't know how much longer, and what's wrong with me, and why do I think this way, and oh my God, something's got to change, and you fall asleep, and you wake up, and you do it all over again. Mm. And so now it's to the point that those are the people that I want to just take by the hand and say, you can stop this now. You can actually stop lying awake, worrying, and then getting on the treadmill the next day. There is possibility, and it can be done.
Yeah, that's powerful, because people more frequently just feel like they're trapped, or that that's just the way it is if they've reached a certain level of success, right? The overachievers, that's a common belief that, well, this is just what it's like at the top, you know, but what you're saying is it doesn't have to be that way, right?
Right. You hit it. And I was included. Hey, if someone would ask you, well, what's wrong? You have everything. You know, why don't you just have gratitude about what you have? And it's like, oh my God, I know that. That's not the issue.
That is.
I don't know what the issue is. Yes, I've got everything. Woohoo. Yeah, I should be happy. Now what's wrong with me? And we continue in that victim mode, or that mode of being unforgiving to ourselves, or trying to live up to other people's expectations. And you hear everyone going, well, yeah, that would be nice, but, right? You don't understand. I'm on the corporate ladder. I've got a family at home. And they go through this whole list of why it's not possible to feel different.
Right. Yeah. And you have that, sounds like, just like I introduced myself, you have an x-ray vision to see past all that. So, well, just curiously, have there been any big challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your coaching business?
Sure. Challenges being, you know, I'll just be straight out. Am I really capable of helping someone when maybe there's still issues going on? And what I want to say is, we always are transitioning, all of us. And we have to have grace and compassion. And then when I listen to, oh my gosh, I've never thought of it that way, or other things, then I'm like, okay, I'm in the right place at the right time. This is it. But, you know, the challenges, of course, are living up to expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, you see this peripheral things going on, and it's like, well, I need to be at that level. But it's to understand that, okay, is this a challenge or is it an opportunity? And the more that we can reframe into, hey, this is an opportunity, what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing, what I don't think I'm good enough at, what I still need to learn. Okay, these are just opportunities. And that puts myself into a different frame of mind, where I'm back engaging with people and not feeling stuck myself.
Right. Yeah. Just reframe it and realize that you are at a whole different level than they are, even though they're still more ahead of you in your journey. And that's one of the things that people get tripped up on, is what they call, or what I've heard it referenced as, imposter syndrome. But the fact of the matter is, we are so close to our expertise, it almost feels like common sense, right? But it truly is, like I alluded to in the beginning, a superpower, you know, really a zone of genius that we almost take for granted. But to others, it's amazing. But the fact that we're so close to it, we don't see that that huge gift that we can offer others. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we get lost in that. Our sights get too low. So, well, thank you for sharing that bit of advice about how to reframe the work that is done and how to look at it with a different perspective. So that's great.
Well, and to continue to reach out to other people who can help me.
Yeah, right. Look for other experts that have ability to see, allow you to see things a little differently. So yeah, that's very
exactly.
Yep. Well, Elaine, you're obviously an expert at helping people shift their beliefs and really tap into their own inner power to create wellness, right? But curiously, how do you feel about the client enrollment part or the sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful coaching practice?
Well, it's that, gosh, I don't want to come across salesy. How do I present my value and the results I provide without being that salesperson? Mm-hmm. But yet, if you don't do sales and marketing, then how are people going to know about you?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It is such a common problem. And to shine light back on your expertise, it's a mindset, it's a belief. But I would love to share a little bit on that. Would you like a little bit of sales coaching?
Oh gosh, I would totally be open to that, because when you're selling yourself and not a product, it gets tough.
Well, that's a story you're telling, but you know, it's interesting. People don't want to be salesy. But so frequently they become salesy by not understanding how their passion for something turns them into almost an open faucet. And they just start talking and talking and talking and talking about their knowledge and their expertise, not realizing what is being received by the other person. The other person isn't up to that speed yet. You know, what I call it as, it's a prospect to client journey, and you can't just go from 0 to 100 instantly. You have to kind of bring them through a journey, and not to go too deep on this, but to talk specifically about that salesy fear.
Okay.
How that is created for the person who is looking to move forward with a commitment, how salesy is perceived or achieved is when it's just this nonstop talking about some element, whether it's the facts or the figures or the statistics or the numbers or something, and you're just talking at them instead of engaging with them and finding out, well, what is your biggest concern? And what is your biggest desire? And what is you, and really engaging in a conversation and holding back this urge to wow them with all this expertise that you got. And I'm not saying you personally, because I haven't heard your enrollment conversations, but I'm just saying in general, what creates a sense or a feeling of being salesy is to just talk at people. And how to fix that is to engage with them and really listen in terms of what their biggest challenges are and what their biggest desires are and what their hopes and outcomes are, and really match the service or the work that you're providing with those challenges and those outcomes, unless there is not a match. But, you know, typically there's a, yeah, I understand exactly how you're feeling, and this is how we achieve this. This is how I work with my clients to achieve this. Without going too technical, too deep, but yet giving them enough information to create confidence. Does that help at all?
Yeah, that does. I was taking notes here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a fine line between wanting to let somebody know that you truly are an expert versus just what I say, what I call backing up the dump truck and just unloading everything on them. And that fear of being salesy comes out of just, well, how much do I say and what do I say in order to get them excited and want to move forward? And that's a whole nother conversation. But I just want to speak to that one element of what exactly is being salesy. So hopefully that sheds a little bit of light on that subject for you. So, and Elaine, I'm curious here, you know, speaking of, you know, situations that are uncomfortable, We are in the midst of this COVID pandemic, which has created tremendous stress and a huge ripple effect on so many aspects of our lives. Has the work that you're doing been impacted? Are you needing, or have you shifted in the ways that you're supporting your clients?
Yeah, this is where I say this delicately, but with my experience with grief and loss, I'm very well aware of how it's impacting everyone right now amidst this COVID crisis, because every single person in this whole entire world is experiencing loss and grief. And most of us have the belief that, well, loss and grief is attached to losing someone. Mm-hmm. And when we spread our awareness to be, it can be the loss of seeing our friends. It can be the loss of going out to eat. It can be that it's that social network, right? It's loss of jobs. It's loss of maybe our homes. I mean, now that ripple effect of loss and grief and going through those stages that we're all familiar with is now become a daily thing that we're thinking about and having to process and having to have resolution to. So the COVID has brought in that, oh my God, I thought I was buried before, and now this, mm-hmm. like what's going to happen, which has escalated the fear. Okay. So when we get into fear, trauma, stress, okay, those create a stagnation. Well, now we're hearing, but wait, we should be adapting. We should be changing. We need to take this as a new normal. And we're getting fed all these things that are totally contradictory, and now we're really struggling, right? And so, and we just want something simple, like, can we just have what we had, right? Right. So it's interesting, and bottom line, it is affecting everyone's health, right? In some point, you're not feeling good. And so this time is, as we've heard 100 times a day, unprecedented. So it's now more important than ever to take the reins of ourselves and what are we believing? What are we desiring? And really, what is the path to get there? Because we will survive, but it is important to thrive so that we don't continue to lose. And so it's now we need to change our mindset from loss to where to find those joys, those successes, those possibilities, now more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. I remember earlier in our conversation where you were talking about how you were feeling at that point the 5 consecutive years where you were showing up and going through the motions, but just incapable of feeling that enrichment and fulfilling life. And I think this is kind of what you're alluding to right now, as far as some of the impacts of the overall stresses of the pandemic. So, well, I'm just curious, taking this one step further, well, how do you work with people who really want to take back that control over their choices or their lives and thrive instead of just survive or just deal in this state? How do you work with people?
Honestly, and I'm going to simplify it down to the bare bones. Okay, so much has been taken from us, or we believe has been taken from us. But I want to ask the question that if right now, if something came to you and said, okay, you've experienced all this loss, all this grief, you're in the midst of all this doubt and trauma, et cetera. But you know what? I'm just going to wipe the slate clean and I'm going to take everything from you. Right now, I'm just going to take everything from you. I want you to really take a moment and say, what are the 2 or 3 things that you would beg to not be taken away? And then once you know that, and it doesn't take very long to know that, I ask that you engage with those 2 or 3 things every day. You take time to connect with those every day. And it can be simple of, well, I never want you to take my family away. Okay. So every day you create a time, you make time to bring your family into your heart. You share their heart. Maybe it's playing a game. Maybe it's just making a phone call. Maybe it's sending a text. I don't know. All my three girls are all over the place, you know? So I try to just send a text every day and go, "Hey, sweetie, I'm thinking about you. I love you. Hope you're having a good day," whatever it is, because then that calms me that I've connected to my family. Cause that's one of my three that I never want taken away from me. Mm-hmm. Right. Someone else that, you know, who knows what it is, but take those values and spend time on them, because then everything else settles down.
Yeah, that does really cut right to the core of how to focus on the elements and clear away all the chaos. I love that. That's powerful, Elaine. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, my website actually has a scheduling tool on there. So it's my name. It's elainenolt.com, ElaineNolt.com. And you can schedule a complimentary session with me, or I'm on Facebook, personal, Elaine Nolt. Just private message me. And yeah, I just love to engage with everyone. So I hope to hear from people. I just love it.
Yeah, fantastic. So again, that's elainenolt.com, right?
Correct.
And that's spelled ElaineNolt.com, or reach you through Facebook, right?
Yeah. Okay. Or LinkedIn, either or one. LinkedIn. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well,
social world.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Elaine, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business? Or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed.
I'd say take a moment and try to identify what that trigger is, and to know that you do have a purpose. Maybe it's just not knowing how to share that purpose. But what excites you about your business? What excites you about doing what you do? And when you talk or communicate, email, social media, whatever method it is where you're engaging with someone else, are you just speaking from your excitement, or are you trying to do what has worked for someone else? And we all get caught up in that. I get that. And it, you know, you continue to learn. So the difference is, why are you excited about what you do? And do you share that? Above everything else, do you share why you're excited about your work? Because if you share why you're excited about your work, then they're going to be excited about hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. I love that. That is fantastic advice. So very powerful. Well, thank you, Elaine. I appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, it's just been so great getting to hear about your journey from really going through your own transformation and realizing that you can take charge of your life through your beliefs, to the important work you're now doing helping others take charge of their beliefs and achieve holistic wellness in all aspects of their lives. I've just really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. Thank you. And I hope it's touched someone and given them some spark of joy and optimism that things are possible.
Yeah.
And when you're deep and dark, right, there's possibility.
That's what we all need at certain times. Just like you said, the journey is never complete, right? We're always progressing and reaching to new levels and maybe a new stumbling block. So you've really shared a lot of great information. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Elaine through her website, that's elainenolt.com, or find her on Facebook or LinkedIn. All right, well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Elaine Nolte. And as always, here's to your success.